This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agatavach, everyone. How are you? This will be our Ion Shir on Daf Tzadi Beis. And this is an amazing question of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. And Be'ezus Hashem, I hope it will sort of open up our eyes to try to think, what does it mean when a person takes achrayas to when they sell a field? What exactly are they taking achrayas for? Okay, so let's begin with the Gemara. The Gemara said, Amar Rami Bar Chama on Tzadi Aleph and Beis, going on to Tzadi Beis and Aleph. Rami Bar Chama said, Ruvain Shemachar Sada L'Shimon Shaloi Ba'achrayas. Ruvain sold the field to Shimon without responsibility. Va'asa Shimon. And Shimon then turned around and Machra L'Ruvain Ba'achrayas. And he sold it with achrayas. So Ruvain was a smart guy. He sold it without responsibility. Shimon was a nice guy. He sold it back with responsibility. V'asabal chayv de Ruvain, and the creditor of Ruvain came v'katara flaminei, and he grabbed it from him. So he grabbed it from him. Dinohu de azal Shimon. The halacha is Shimon could go, and the halacha is Shimon has to go. Umavtzilei, and console him. Basically, and secure it for him. Basically, Shimon is responsible to make sure somehow that the Baal Chayv of Ruvain doesn't grab it away from Ruvain, because Shimon sold it to Ruvain with Achrayas. And if the Baal Chayv of Ruvain grabs it away from him, Shimon's responsible. Okay, so Ruvain sells it to Shimon without Achrayas. Shimon sells it back with Achrayas. And now Ruvain's creditor comes and grabs it from Ruvain. Now Shimon is responsible to Ruvain. So the Gemara says back, Amar le Rava, Nihida achrayas da alma kibal alei. I understand Shimon accepted general responsibility. Let's say somebody who is Shimon's creditor. But achrayas da nafshi mi kibal alei, did he accept his own responsibility? Did he accept a bal chayv of Ruvain? Did he take responsibility for Ruvain's bal chayv? This is the opinion of Rava. Let's analyze Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, Shimon has to ward off the Baal Chayv. Shimon has to ward off the Baal Chayv of Ruvain, because otherwise Shimon will be responsible. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman asks an unbelievable question here. Let's think for a moment. What's the reason why you have to pay someone if you accept achrayas? Isn't it because if you accept achrayas and they suffer a loss, you're responsible? Aren't you accepting achrayas for a loss that they might incur? So the only thing is, if Shimon sold it to Ruvain with achrayas and he accepted responsibility for any loss that Ruvain might incur, Ruvain's not incurring any loss over here. Because when his Baal Chayv grabs away the field, that field is being used to pay off Ruvain's Baal Chayv. So let's say Ruvain, it's a field worth $100, and the Baal Chayv is owed $100. So when the Baal Chayv grabs away from Ruvain, the Baal Chayv's not losing, Ruvain's not losing any money. What money is Ruvain losing? The field is being taken away? It's being taken away to pay off his debt. So why does Shimon have to pay or reimburse Ruvain? Shimon took responsibility in case Ruvain suffers any loss from buying the field. Ruvain didn't suffer any loss from buying the field because the field was taken away from Ruvain. So what? It was taken away by Ruvain's creditor. So Ruvain gained that now he doesn't owe the creditor money. Aren't you taking responsibility for any loss? So there's no loss over here. That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Isn't achrayas for a loss? Isn't achrayas for a loss? Says Rabbi Chanan, Besfaras Rami Bar Chama, de Ruvain goyve mishimain achrayas. Kasha, de lo shayach achrayas, ela b'makom shehayu lo hefsid. Achrayas is only shayach where there's a loss. Aval hacha, but over here, Hare para chayvai, he's paying off his debt. V'have ki'ilu machray bedamim. it's not a loss. It's like Reuven sold the field for money. What loss is he suffering that he's seeking achrayus by the person who sold, by the person who's responsible for this field? In other words, achrayus is for hefsid. There's no hefsid over here. So there's an interesting Brisker Rav who posits, and according to this theory, it would answer Rabbi Chanan's kasha, that hefsid, that achrayus is not responsibility for a loss. Achrayus is responsibility if the sale is nullified. I sold you land, and I'm responsible to make sure that that sale stands. And if somebody comes and grabs it from you, the sale was not valid. And therefore, I have to stand, I have to ensure and stand behind my sale to you. Shimon says to Reuven, I sold you the land. I sold it by achrayus. Achrayus doesn't just mean I'm responsible for any loss that you might have. I'm responsible to make sure that this sale remains true. He says a lashon like this. Over here, look where my cursor is. Mken hari mevur hetev. Madiyesh kan chiyav achrayus mishimah l'ruvain. The achrayus from Shimon to Reuven is denehi degam beloy din treifa have habal choiv goiva oisam imenu bishvil choiv oidahashta. Avo mikivan shechal kan al kaponim begviyasa gam din treifa bishvil hashiva shemetchila. This grabbing nullifies the sale. If the sale is nullified, he could go back and collect the money. Anyway, that's the whole thing. In other words, I think if you would have asked most people, if you would have thought about it, what are you taking achrayus for? I think we would have said, you're taking achrayus. I'm not sure what we would have said. I'm not sure if, would we have said, Rabbi Chanan is saying you take responsibility for a loss, but the Brisker Rav says, no. You're taking achrayus for the veracity of this transaction. The fact that you don't suffer a loss is not what my responsibility is. I'm taking responsibility for the veracity of this transaction. And if it's nullified, then this transaction does not stand true. And Mamela, there's a certain liability. And to which Rava says, no, he never took responsibility for that. You see, even Rava, it's not like Rava saying, I hold like Rabbi Chanan, and Shimon only took responsibility for loss. Maybe he did take responsibility for the truth, the authenticity of the transaction. But if it turns out to be nullified because of something Reuven owned, he doesn't have to stand behind the veracity of the transaction regarding a cause on Reuven's behalf that nullifies a transaction. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a great week. I'll let you know what nights we could do it. Monday night, I don't know if I'm going to be back on time, okay? Hatzlacha Rabba, Agatavach. Thank you, Amen. Thank you very much. Kol Tov, good night, good night. Good vach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.